Well, I got to choose which ones I want to use. Brother Russell, where's Brother Russell? Pray for me, and then you can be seated. Amen. All right, you can be seated this morning. I want to start out with a few verses, and I'll tell you the theme of my subject. It's been alluded to all through this meeting, and I'm going to take the car, Lord willing, just drive it right into your living room. And this is a very different type subject I'm going to be preaching on, but the reason I'm so disheveled right now is I've just been thinking, do I really want to do this? And that's why I'm trying to stall a little bit, but I think the Lord would have me to do this, so this is what we're going to do. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men, for better is it that it be said unto thee, come up hither, than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7 says, promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. And then in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 3, the Bible says, if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. So here, you see it in the passages we just read, that we are not to be self-promoters. And I am against self-promotion. And so I'm going to preach on this just for a few minutes. YouTube preachers, the freaks come out at night. All right. One of the greatest promoters of narcissistic, self-deluded, puffed-up, legend-in-their-own-mind people, and more specifically this morning, my subject is preachers, is the Internet. Amen. YouTube is especially filled up with this self-promoting, false prophets and heresy and all this kind of good stuff you can get a hold of. And it's filled up with people that can never get more than 10 people to follow them. So they become brave crusaders for Christ, and they do their convincing and instructing through a YouTube channel. Now, before I go any farther with this message, so everybody relax and listen, periodically just exhale and don't lock your knees. You got to exhale every once in a while. Don't lock your knees. You're going to pass out now, I'm telling you. Stay with me. I want to make it clear that I'm not against accessing YouTube as a preacher or listening to sermons on YouTube. I listen to YouTube all the time. I listen to Dr. Ruckman many times and the old preachers like Vance Havner and Tozer. Pastor Kim out there in California's got good stuff. Dr. Peacock's on there. Somebody's put some of my stuff on there. I'm on YouTube. Listen, my church where I pastor at in Dyersburg, Tennessee, we broadcast live every Sunday. We broadcast through sermon audio. We broadcast through a Facebook page. All kind of stuff. I'm not against you using that. Listen, I realize here this morning that Internet is here to stay. But this is a new issue facing the local church. And people need to be warned about it because of the tremendous damage it can do to Christians. Not only to Christians, but the young preachers who are utilizing YouTube. Now, when I first entered into the ministry, the Internet was in existence, but it wasn't very prominent. The web started back in 1983. It actually didn't begin to take off until about 1990. Listen, Facebook did not start till 2004. It's relatively new. YouTube started in 2005, so it's still a relatively new problem. Now, you know what you had before all that came on the scene? This is what you had. You had this. You had in the past, the only one that got national media exposure was Billy Graham. After that, you have what I call the next level of exposure. The next level is you have folks like on TBN or the church channel. You'd have somebody like Falwell or Swagger or Benny Hinn or Joel Osteen or Adrian Rogers. Now, I'm not putting Adrian Rogers in with that bunch, but he was a great preacher. But that's what you have. Then you'd have what I would call the third level of media exposure. That'd be satellite or local TV. And you'd have people like Dr. Ruttman and a few other preachers. And listen, after that, nobody else got screen time. Nobody else got screen time. And now everybody's getting screen time. Do you realize this? Listen to me. All you've got to do now is just think you know something and you start your YouTube channel. 25 years ago, nobody in this building probably would have heard of Steven Anderson. That joker ain't got enough to make a dent in nothing, but he gets on YouTube. And that's why everybody's all upset and concerned about him. People have computer church now. That's already been addressed. Web church now. They have their internet pastor. And many of these men are anti-local church. They're anti-authority. They want to do their deal on a computer because they don't have the skills, they don't have the character, or the humility to oversee a catfish pond. That's why they do that. These men cannot be subject to anyone else in authority, but they expect you to follow them. Like and share. Like and share me. Like and share. I don't care. This is the easy way out for the preacher to achieve success without paying any price. I set up under a preacher. I left and went to Bible college and set up under some professors. I didn't learn much in 4 years there, but I did get a wife and I did submit. I came back home and I helped out with my youth where I was at. I started a youth Bible study. We had it on Friday nights. I led the singing. I cleaned the church. I took my first church with 30 people and $25 a week. That wasn't back in the 50s, by the way. That was around 1993. I sat on the porch for 10 months after being in the ministry for 25 years, waiting to see if I'd ever pastor again. That is why we have so many young punks in the ministry that have no character. They've never paid the price and they don't intend to. I said they've never paid the price, they don't intend to. They want a microwave ministry and you can get one on the web. Everybody all right? Exhale. You're looking a little pale. You need to not lock your knees, you'll pass out. The danger of this ability is for just anybody to have access to millions of people, and you can just start your YouTube channel, and what they do is they have an unrealistic view of their skills and abilities. Delusion of grandeur. I'm the only one that has it right, and I'm the only one that's got the right angle on this. My teaching or my thought needs to be, get out there so we can straighten out everybody and get them to listen to me. At the same time, it provides a hands-off approach to ministry. It completely fits in with the anti-social media age. Listen to me, like me, share me, follow me, send me money, write good comments about me. But I don't want to actually meet you because I really don't care about you. I just want my platform out there. The internet's here to stay. And listen, man, listen, I'm against censorship of any kind of material. Especially Christian material. But you need to be warned about this. I'm just going to give you a few dangers to be aware of this YouTube, Facebook, Faceplant, Internet, Preacher, Age, whatever you want to call it. Three things I'll give you, and that'll be the message. Number one, this is what you need to understand. False doctrine is much more accessible and is presented in a seeker-friendly, tech-savvy fashion on your YouTube channel. You watch that stuff. It got great music to open it up, great music to close it up, fancy graphics and presentations on that stuff. We got young punk preachers who want to look smart and get their agenda out. And then debate. Because we come out live and my thing goes live where we preach, these people already, just here recently, they got some Church of Christ out there in Virginia. They've taken some of my videos and some of the stuff where I've been preaching. And the guy actually called me talking about debating somebody else in my church. Wasn't even calling about talking about debating me. I ain't going to debate him. I ain't got time for them. You know what he did? He secretly recorded my conversation. Put the little part on it that he wants to put on there and made him a video. And then he's going back to these videos. He's made a couple of them. He's got out on me on YouTube now and made the thing sound like it fit for him. You know why he is? He don't pastor a church nowhere. He's just a young punk. Ain't got nothing else to do. He wants me to go out there on in his place and on his show so he can set me up and make the thing look like you're not going to get a fair shake with him. And I told him on the thing, I was trying to be nice to him. See, I'm pretty gullible. I'm an old country boy. And you can get me once. I don't know about all this stuff. I wasn't thinking. I was trying to be nice to him. I said, well, you know, you got your verses. I got my verses. You're not going to change my mind. I'm not going to change your mind. You know, just trying to be nice to the fellow. Listen, but I'll tell you one thing about me. You can get me one good time, but you're going to have a hard time getting me again. I ain't talking to that fella anymore. I was just trying to be nice to him. I said, look, I'm not into that debate, and I don't want to do all that. I'm not an apologetic. I'm not apologizing for nothing. I'm ministering. You call up Robbie Zacharias or somebody like that. I ain't fooling with that stuff. But he put the thing out there. Now, you know why he's doing that? Because he knows that he might not pastor a church. He may not get a following with many people at all, or any people at all in a local assembly. But he has the same opportunity all these other nuts out here's got. He can start on a YouTube channel. He can take you out of context and put this stuff there, up there, and make you look like you're saying one thing when you're really not saying that. And they're going to do that. And many Christians, some Bible-believing Christians, are messed up today because of an internet preacher. Many of them are. You need to be warned about this stuff. Number two, I'm going to say this. It undermines the ministry and leadership of the local church. Churches without pastors, you know what they do now? They play videos and they log into live broadcasts instead of actively seeking a pastor. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with it when you say, well, hey, y'all just gather around, man. We got a good DVD here. Or let's all log in and listen to Beth Moore. I guess I'm sick and tired of that. Exhale. You ain't going to make it now, I'm telling you. Exhale. Listen, most of the men, not all, that I have already talked about, not all of them, but many of them are anti-local church, they're parachurch, or just indifferent to church. I believe God wants you to have a visible, tangible pastor if you can. You are to be a faithful, active member of a local church if you can. It's not always possible for everybody, but you ought to. You and I need to have some accountability. We need fellowship. We need authority. We need human authority that God has placed above us. Everybody talks about authority. Yeah, my authority is the Bible. My authority is God. Your Bible, your authority ain't God or the Bible. Shut up, man. If your authority was that Bible, you'd do what that Bible said. Amen. Told you to be in a local church and submit up under somebody. Don't kid me, man. Your authority ain't God. Your authority ain't that book. Your authority is you. That's why you got you. YouTube. It's all about me. I want to get out there. Now, some of you young preachers, you listen to me. You young preachers, you're the main ones falling for this. Because my age and on up, you know, I'm fixing to be 50 next birthday. And when we started, this wasn't even an issue. But you're the ones now that you have no pain, no sweat, no blood, no tears, no anything. And you can just go ahead and jump out there without earning anything and get your stuff across. And you might have well intentions. Your heart may be right about it. And you may can do some good with it. But you know what you're going to wind up doing? You're going to wind up out there and get out there with other freaks. All the freaks come out at night on YouTube, and then you start competing with one another, and I want to get more hits than him. And if you want to get hit, come to the local church. You can get hit. Good and bad. This is a serious issue that we have to deal with now. It's not going to go away. It's not going to improve. It's going to get worse. The internet age is here, and it needs to be preached, and it needs to be talked about. It's ruining our churches. But I'm not just preaching this thing this morning to church people. I am concerned about you young preachers being sucked into this mess. You need to be aware of it. I believe the devil is in this YouTube stuff and he's subtly undermining the church. Number three, I want to say one more thing here this morning about all this. Even the good content can help to dilute the freshness and effectiveness of the sermons you and I hear on church on Sundays. Even the good content. Now listen, I listen to sermons almost every day. Almost every day. They're great. I love to listen to sermons. And we all need as much preaching as possible. Good preaching now, don't we? We do. But in the old days, many people went to church by mule and wagon. In the old days, many times people would have to travel a long way to hear a good message. In the old days, they might have to wait till Sunday. That's why they could go for 3 weeks at a revival. It was something interesting to listen to. They didn't get it all the time. You could have a revival for 3 weeks. Even lost sinners would come. They didn't have no entertainment. They said, man, I want to hear what he gets stirred up about tonight. Get my crops ready. Let's go to town. Let's go to church. Whatever. Not now. Listen, we get so used to preaching and teaching that it becomes more entertaining. It becomes more entertaining than convicting. Is it too much of a good thing? Maybe so. Maybe in this media age, maybe it is too much of a good thing. Well, listen to me. After you have watched and listened to the latest and the greatest all week long, your preacher may seem a little boring on Sundays. You ever thought about that? Now, listen, and we have all kinds of sermons. We have sermons that we walk to, and Dr. Walker back there. Dr. Walker is my wife's exercise preacher. Every time she exercises or walks, she listens to Dr. Walker. Thank God for helping my wife stay beautiful. Thank you. Amen. I love you just for that, brother. I don't listen to sermons much when I walk. Now, I do listen to a lot of sermons. I need some music when I'm walking. I listen to the Mississippi Mass Choir when I'm walking. I do. I'm not joking with you. It's hard to slow down when you're going, I'm not tired yet. Amen. I listen to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. I listen to all that stuff. And you know the funny thing is, I don't even care what you think. Keeps me walking, man. Amen. But listen, we have walking preachers, we have exercising preachers, we have sermons to work to, we have sermons to drive to. How about some sermons to yield to? How about some sermons to yield to conviction to? Do you know what's happened now? It's like everything else that the internet gets a hold of. It turns a good sermon into nothing more than good entertainment. That's the danger of this age. That's what's going on. It's the YouTube preachers. It's the freaks coming out at night. The devil has taken technology and given an outlet to every... The devil has taken technology and he's given an outlet to every puffed up, self-deceived reject this world has to offer. They have a problem with authority. Many of them do. At least everybody else's authority. As long as they're in authority, everything's fine. They have been handed a platform that involves no blood, no sweat, no tears, no experience, no growth, no concern, no maturity or general approval by anyone connected to a sound Bible-believing local church. Stay away from them. This problem is going to continue to get worse. Do not be deceived by the false teaching. Do not substitute you two for being a part of a good local church. Be aware that even the good stuff can fill you up so that you are not very hungry when it comes time to eat at your own table, being fed by your own pastor in your own local church. That's the danger. And all you young preachers here this morning, you're fooling around with this mess and getting hot and heavy in it, and you think it's the way to go, and you're tempted to go that way. Don't. That's all I got.